work, and that's what they do at DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful, as always, that you are here with us. Thank you so much. You know, we do this every day, Monday through Friday, from 5 until 6 o'clock, unless we are bumped by the Chicago Cubs. And it looks like next week we're going to be bumped by the Chicago Cubs several times. But that's okay. You guys like baseball, don't you? Everybody does. Can't wait. With us in studio is our good friend and compadre. His name is Michael Leo. He is a chef, a sommelier, and he is the owner of a brick-and-mortar restaurant just south of Principal Park, speaking of the Iowa Cubs. It's called the Strudel House at 1951 Indianola Avenue, and we thought we'd ask him to come back and check in and say, okay, so how things been going down there at the Austrian Cafe, the Strudel House? Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Nice to see you.
We need to turn on his microphone. Now we got you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Nice to see you.
Good to see you. So tell me, how long have you been open now? Has it been 4 months?
About 4 months, December 16th, so close to 4 months now.
Just before Christmas.
Yep. Two weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, wow. And give the folks out there that have not heard of the Austrian Cafe, the Strudel House, tell us what it is.
What it is, it's an authentic Austrian atmosphere. When you walk in, the first thing what you see is our chandeliers and our interior, and then also the baked goods are right there. And what I try to do is to copy it. The mirror image when you walk in a Viennese restaurant or coffee shop, bakery.
Now, when you say chandeliers, that immediately sends shockwaves to some people thinking, oh, this must be a really fancy, highfalutin place.
No, it's not. It's just that's how we in Austria decorate the Baroque style. And there's, and there's said young people, old people. It appeals to everybody. It's just a different way of interior design. Some like it modern, some like it older. But I tried to make it when you would travel to Europe and say, we have the same thing here in Des Moines.
And it's different. I mean, it is different. There's no other place quite like this.
No, it's not.
In the region that I'm aware of. And so when you walk in, you there's the baked goods that you've been known for years.
Yeah, I do that since 1994.
And you were involved at in downtown Farmers Market.
Farmers Market, and we are still.
And still there.
In 2 weeks, so
it's
May 2nd,
yeah.
Oy. Planning to bake about 7,500 pastries for the first farmers market.
7,500 pastries,
if the weather allows it.
Holy cow! That's a lot of Dutch letters.
Yeah, but people like the stuff because it's all natural and tasting, and it's not greasy and over sugary. And
That's something you told me just before we came in here, that you don't go through 50 pounds of sugar in a month.
Yeah, we don't use much sugar. It's you let the berries and the fruit take their natural sugar.
It's interesting. Okay, so we know that it's an Austrian cafe. We know that it's here in Des Moines, and we know that the decor is pretty different. What do you provide there? Breakfast, lunch, dinner?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We start with breakfast. It's a European breakfast. It's like you call it a continental breakfast here, but it's Austrian cold cuts with different sliced meats and cheeses. And then also you get an egg any style. So you can have scrambled or boiled egg or whatever you would like with it. And comes with coffee and orange juice. And that's how we in Europe eat breakfast every morning.
No cereal.
No sugar, no soup, no cereal, no. You go to a grocery store, the cereal aisle maybe has three boxes of cereal there, and that's about it.
Is that what's a great difference between European eating and eating here? Lots of carbohydrates here and not as much there?
Yeah. Really? I think, of course, carbohydrates is hard to say because we eat cake.
Sure.
I think this is just the way how we eat and what we eat, because natural ingredients our body knows and can break it down and process it. Human-made sugar and chemical products, substitutes and all these things our body does not know, stores it and says, at another time I will take care of it. But we never give him a chance to take care of it.
Michael Leo, ladies and gentlemen, he is the chef and the owner of the Strudel House, just south of Principal Park, as a matter of fact. But it's different. You not only have meals there, but you also, and the pastries, but you've got a wine bar and a coffee bar. How does all this stuff mix up together?
Like I said, one number four is in Europe, coffee shops are dying because of grocery stores like they do everywhere. They found out a niche. How they get the people back in the coffee shop and restaurants is in their bakeries, because they have awesome baked goods, fresh baked goods, and now they have wine. And it's in a leisure, nice sitting atmosphere. You know, you don't have to have a bar or a pub every time to enjoy yourself, to relax after dinner or whatever you want to do, you know. And the combination made the coffee shops and bakeries come back up alive again, and it's a huge boom.
You know, that's an interesting observation. So many of the grocery stores have food. So many of the grocery stores have baked goods. They have coffee. I mean, you can go to McDonald's and have baked goods and coffee.
For granted, Ivy sells beer now.
Yeah, and Ivy sells beer. Yeah,
in that market.
So the idea is to offer naturally made food, baked goods, a unique coffee bar, and then this wine idea.
Yeah, and also with the wine, we offer unique Austrian dishes for dinner and for lunch, like a Wiener Schnitzel or Spätzles and all the stuff.
What's a Spätzle?
It's a boiled pastry drop. It's like a pasta, but it's from the Tyrol region. And if you would travel with me one time, you would know.
Speaking of traveling, you just got back from Guatemala.
Yep.
What were you doing? You've had this restaurant open for 4 months and you leave and go to Guatemala?
I had to have a little time out and also to educate myself a little bit on our coffees. Coffees from Antigua, Guatemala, and went to the coffee plantations and watched a little bit how they do coffee down there, some ideas for the summer. And also they have, personally, I say, the world's best food. The food down there is sensational because it's all made with natural ingredients and what the countryside give them and decorate those meals together. And it's amazing.
And what city were you in?
I was in Antigua, Guatemala. It's a UNESCO-protected heritage town. And it's the last city, what is actually from the conquistadors, from the Spanish people when they came over, completely intact standing. And they strictly protect everything so they keep this historical area. It's right in the middle of the, between three giant volcanoes, and the ocean, the Pacific Ocean is only 1 hour away. And it's an amazing country. So and some people think, you know, say to me, are you crazy? It's dangerous down there. I have never seen any issues down there.
Really?
And I walk home late at night.
I'm sure that you do. So what's the food like in Guatemala?
The food is using fruit mostly for the mangoes and papayas and stuff, but it's not sweet. That somehow with the pureeing and mixing with corn and beans and stuff like this, it does not taste sweet, but it tastes so aromatic and flavorful. They're using the leaves from the trees and everything, and also grinding coffee into certain meals and dishes, and they just try not to, and also don't use much salt and pepper, and I'm sorry for the spicy people, it's not spicy food.
Really? No. In Guatemala, and in this particular, was it an expensive trip?
No, very inexpensive. The hotels cost a little bit of money because they really are luxury, mega, mega luxury. Never seen hotels behind like this kind of style what they have down there. My room is almost bigger than my house, and that were 280 rooms in this resort.
Wow!
And it looks very poor on the outside, but once you walk in, you have these lavish gardens and this nice, pretty thing. And the other reason why I went down there, because I'm a little bit involved in my friend's restaurant down there. It's called La Toscana. He has an Italian restaurant down there.
Restaurant in Guatemala.
In Guatemala. He used to work with me 20 years ago on a cruise ship together. So, and I showed him how a few tricks I'm making tiramisu and pastries down there, too.
Very nice. So this was a learning experience for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and go
been
see what's going
one
on.
Time before, and definitely go back again.
What is the, what's the drink of choice for adult beverages in?
In Guatemala? Beer.
Beer.
Lots of beer. But the beer that mixed down there, like, they're making Bloody Marys out of beer.
Really?
Uh-huh. And mixing it with fruit juices, and it's amazing.
Now, you're a sommelier. You're a knowledgeable person in wine. Do they have a wine that's
They have
unique?
Wine, but it's all Latino wine. They're, because of the close proximity down to Argentina and Peru and stuff like this, so
sure.
The majority is all Latino wines down there, which we also have in our store. And it's also another thing, you know, you see the names down there and learn, and it's like, maybe I can get it here because that wasn't that bad.
Really?
Because you just ignore sometimes when you...
So let's switch gears, come back from Guatemala, back to the Strudel House. Talk to us a little bit about the wine selections that you have there.
I'm a professional wine steward, and I learned that in Austria, one of the biggest wine cellars for a hotel restaurant in the world. It's about over $60 million worth. They have caves and caves and caves of wine. They're not buying wine. The owner doesn't buy wine for today. He buys for the future. And I learned from him how to pre-select wine. And you know, there is wine and there's wine. Everybody has its different taste. But I like to give the people the experience to say, trust my knowledge about this. And they're not all expensive. I like expensive wine because I know wine and I know what it is. But not everybody has the pocket for it, and not everybody likes dry wine like I do. Or some people like sweet and some people like fruity. There's everybody's taste is out there. But there's also good sweet and bad sweet wine. Mm. Even when we think it's sweet, but they're still good and bad. Mm-hmm. And so I pre-select really carefully, and all the companies who bring in the wine, they know kind of, they learn now meanwhile what I'm looking for. And our goal is to have wine from every nation in the world.
Really?
I have order in for wine from Israel, Brazil, Moldova, Georgia, over in Russia, and Ukraine, and everywhere from the world, we're going to have wine.
So people have that experience, because you can't get that just anywhere, can you?
No, you cannot get that anywhere. And it's supposed to be, you know, explore a little bit. But right now, our best-selling wines are wine from Croatia. Show me a restaurant.
Croatia.
Show me wines on the list in the Moja where they have them from Croatia.
Wow, that's fascinating. Do you also kind of teach people how to enjoy the wine?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, the staff still has to learn because it's a little bit overwhelming, because right now we had about 180 different varieties. And we have about, I think, 23 and 24 different nations of from wine. So it's a little overwhelming for them. But with the time, with enough education, they will pick up on it and learn. Sure. Because it kind of stays the same. Eventually, just the vintages will stay, and you add on newer ones and stuff like this. So we even have a wine from Angelita Jolie, her Côte de Provence. We have that too.
Well, why not? Of course, Angelina.
It's very good. It's very good wine. They're making awesome wine. That's one of the world's best wines, really.
No kidding.
Yeah. We think they have a lot of money. They can invest in vineyards.
I can imagine. Michael Leo, ladies and gentlemen, he is the proprietor of the Strudelhaus. It's 1951 Indianola Avenue, just south of Principal Park. So after, opening game is...
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
I have no idea what this is going to do for us. We've never had, you know, since we opened, we never had a baseball game yet. So we see, I hope those people come afterwards for a glass of wine and have some bratwurst or something to eat, or just enjoy a leisurely pastry, or maybe even come before for dinner before they go to the games.
Very good. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, something to do.
Michael Leo, ladies and gentlemen, it is called the Strudelhaus, 1951 Indianola Avenue, just maybe a quarter of a mile south of Principal Park.
Yeah, I still consider myself downtown.
Yeah, you are downtown. That's right. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
All right, we're going to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Report coming up. We'll also take a look at the commodity numbers. And this half hour, Greg Thompson is going to join us. He is the action coach. What's that? We'll tell you all about it yet this half hour. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.
Driving down the road in a car that's as old as me. Nothing but highway as far as the eye can see. Got the radio blasting, but I still find I'm nodding away. I'll do anything, God, if you'll just get me home today. The sun's going down, I'm still miles from home.